This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
We're in a world where one can Google any symptom they want and then come into their doctor and be like, look, I have this. Right. And it's usually not. But we also have our commercials on TV that say, tell your doctor that you'd exactly. like this today.
Exactly.
So it's a weird world that we live in where that is also punished, but nor do I think one should be telling their doctor what they should be getting. With all that being said, how did we end up with a case like this where the family goes in, needs that help, and then you have the social workers that get involved? And quite often we hear of social workers not having the resources to do their right. job. But in right. this case, they were there. What we heard from testimony of one of the social workers just the other day was that at times she would go in, take photos of Maya in her underwear, and admitted listening in on sensitive conversations with family members or legal representatives. That just seems like a lot. Jack even said, this is Jack, the father of Maya, stated that he had heard from Maya that this same social worker used to come in, slap Maya's leg to see if she was in pain. This is someone who, from what we understand, if a feather would touch her leg or something very small, it would feel almost like a knife or a hammer. So to just recklessly go in and hit somebody. It was also said that she wanted to, the social worker would tell Maya that she wanted to adopt her, that her right. mother was in a mental home and that she could adopt her and be like a mother while at the hospital. This takes it to another level of weird.
Yeah, it is a very strange case. Very strange. And the fact that mom committed suicide is relevant to the story, too, yeah. because as awful as this situation would be for any of us as a parent, there's meaning in that. And I don't pretend to know what the meaning is. But one would think that if you were well, you would know it's really important that I hang in here.
Yeah.
With life for the sake of my child. Mm-hmm. You know, my kid is, when we get this hellish mess resolved, and it will be resolved at some point, my kid's going to need me.
Yeah.
So it just seems like there was an awful confluence of personality issues going on, this weird medical syndrome, unusual treatment protocols, confusion, and then a power struggle, and maybe some hospital workers that were a bit inflated with their sense of power and ego. And it all came together in just a really awful situation.
Do you think that this trial that's taking place right now is going to make a difference, is going to call or like kind of make an awakening happen, if you will, within the medical community and the relationships with social workers and everybody that comes together, and most, you know, with good, positive intent? They want to help a child. Mm-hmm. They want everything mm-hmm. to work out correctly. But obviously, in many cases, that's just not how it works. Does this system, I mean, certainly we've seen many times where it needs a reboot. Do you think this will help inspire that in any way, shape, or form?
I would certainly think that hospitals are as they typically are, but I would think in this case, the hospital is going to be very on top of documentation, very cautious, perhaps not allowing one doctor or social worker to have quite as much power as happened in this case. So you have more of a collaborative team effort. Mm-hmm. And it's just hard because, you know, most, as you said, most of the time, something awful happens to a child and everybody is screaming, why didn't the social worker do more? Why didn't yeah. somebody intervene? Why didn't we catch this? So we like to think that a lot of the time they get it right. Apparently, sometimes they don't, and it can go in one direction or the other direction. But I would think that documenting everything and having a team approach is the most prudent thing a hospital can do.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.